Hey everybody, it's Michelle from Moose Hounds here.
Yep. And Hi-Fi George.
May get a little bit of wind noise because I don't have my Veracorder with me today, but we just came out of the Oriental Noodle House and we're on our way to Long and McQuaid. Another one of our one of our favorite spots.
Absolutely.
It's a bad place, if you know what I mean.
It's too easy to part with one's money in there, you know?
Exactly. As I'm doing, because I got a cajon a few months ago amongst some other stuff. And with Long and McQuaid, they have easy financing.
Yep.
So it makes it nice for musicians who are starting out to get a foothold, so to speak. So,
or if they don't get paid for the gigs, which is the case for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, mind you, I pulled off $20 on the last one.
Speaking of which, don't you have a gig coming up?
Yeah, on Friday.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, glad for that for you. Oh, looks like we'll have to go around some scaffolding up here.
Construction everywhere.
Yep.
I suppose they're trying to get it in before winter sets in.
Yeah, it's to a storefront, so.
Okay.
But there's enough room.
Yeah, that's good.
Looks to be. So just have to be careful by this tree and in between scaffolding. There we go. Yeah. So anywho, our impressions of Oriental Noodle House. You know, we've known this restaurant since the 80s.
Yeah.
And they used to have it balanced. A nice bed of vermicelli noodles on top of a nice thick bed of vegetables and just the right meat on top.
Yep.
Well,
basically piled, the meat would have been piled in the center.
Yeah.
And oh boy.
It was heavenly. It still is. Don't get me wrong, that was the most tender meat I've ever had grilled. So anyway, what they used to have a really good amount of shredded carrots, mm-hmm. and shredded daikon, but also they used to have, like I said, it was in balance. Now they've gone, I think, meat and noodle heavy.
Oh, yeah.
So, and they used to have spring rolls, two spring rolls that you could get with the meat dish. Now you can't get it. Oh, you have to get a half one.
Get it on the side.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I ended up spending more than I wanted. So all in all today for me, the meal was a 3.5 out of 5, which is still quite high.
Yeah.
There's some disappointments. But anyway.
Come to that, my chicken was not that flavorful.
Yeah, chicken usually isn't.
It's been more so, but it even had a different texture to it today. It was kind of odd.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, what can I say? You know, $15 each, roughly,
yeah.
Once you count
gratuity and that.
Gratuity and whatnot, so.
It used to be that it was one of the few that you could get for $10.
Yeah.
You know, and I miss those days.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I'll get us going into Long and McQuaid, and then we will pause the boot.
You can resume there.
Yeah. Darn right.
Yep. I think there might be something loose on that.
Sounds like it. And on right again. And here's Long and McQuaid. So I'll pause it for now and catch you later. So here's Long and McQuaid. There's the all sorts of amps and stuff like that. This is where I bought my cajon, all sorts of other stuff. A little bit of a rise here. Sometimes I have some percussion out here, but it looks like all they have is practice drum kits and things that I can drool over, like the Hand Sonic by Yamaha. No, not Yamaha, Roland, I think. I tried that once, and that's why I made that noise, drooling. So, let's go over here. I know there's percussion here. All sorts of congas, and ooh, there's another cajon, but a little bit different from what I have. A bit more of a lacquer finish. Different sound of that. I wonder if that's plastic. Interesting. Set this here. Echoes all through, makes things rattle. Maybe that's what I like about percussion. I don't know. Set that there on the cone. Congos. There. Used to have one of these. Small jambi. Well, mine isn't as good as this one. Love. You know, I love going through the djembes and stuff like that. Let's try it again. Ooh. That is bass C. Hope you caught it. This other one might be good too. It was sitting it on there. That's the biggest piece. Oh, I love percussion, as I said before. That was from the keyboard room. And I think that's where we're going to go next. I'm not a keyboardist, really, but I bought one a few years ago. I haven't dug it out. But I plan on working with it someday. Remind me sometime. I've got some boom whackers at home, and they're an interesting thing. They don't have them here, but I picked them up. They're plastic tubes, reminiscent of wrapping paper tubes. And someone came up with the idea of using them as instruments, which you can with wrapping paper tubes, only they degrade. different Yamahas. That's what I like about here. That you can play around. Digital piano. That last one is a Yamaha as well. And that was the Roland Digital Piano. So that was a Nord Electro 3. I don't know if this is interesting you. I hope it is. Another Roland Digital. This is an interesting one. It's a Roland as well. Different colored keys. Buttons, that's what I'm looking at. Jupiter 90! So I'll leave it at that. You get the picture. It's a really nice spot in here, and I just, I wanted to share it with you. Tonight we'll be at the Carrot, and maybe someday I'll do Boo from there, but I think that's enough for today. So until next time, may your journeys be safe ones. Take care, and God bless you all. Bye.